Well, greetings to all of you. Once again, this is Rama, and I'm broadcasting here from Eagle Wings of Enlightenment Center here in Southern California, South Central Los Angeles. And we're here with Srinatha Devi for our January 15th Divine Podcast. Srinatha Devi, throughout the day, it seems my mind races with thoughts. Thoughts about what I saw on the news, thoughts about what my parents told me, what my wife or kids, just goes on and on and on. And I would just like to have a peace of mind for a change. Can you help me with this?
Peace, love, joy, and simplicity to you all. You're having a mind like a race car that's going around a racetrack. And it's going so fast that if it would hit the rail, it would spin over. But who is driving the race car? This is what you need to sit and look at. Who is in the driver's seat inside of your mind? Your thoughts are racing because you have not allowed for your spirit to come forth to stop the mind from racing. So allow the spirit, your spirit inside of you, to come forth. Open up inside yourself. Open up first with a prayer and say, oh God, this day, my mind is like a race car driver, goes fast and fast and fast around these tracks of life. Everything I watch now on TV, I'm taking it into myself. I hear conversations about what the world is doing. I'm taking too much into myself. I hear about decisions about what the politicians are doing. I'm taking it on inside myself. Oh God, reveal to me why my mind keep speeding like a race car, going round and round and round the race car track. Please allow my spirit to come forward because my mind is just keep going and going. Even when I wake up in the morning, my mind is thinking about the world situations. Thinking about what I saw on TV the night before. Begin to pray this kind of prayer from your heart to God first. Long as you allow that mind to be like that race car, what begins to happen? You also can hit the rails against the life. Instead of flowing what the life is bringing you, you also can bump against the rails of life. And also what happens? The mind can tumble over into a deep darkness. But no, do not allow the mind to do that. Know that you have a spirit. And each one of us have a spirit. And that spirit is with you, given to you by God. If you call on God first through prayer in your daily life from your heart, and then an inner opening will take place inside of yourself, and you'll begin to say, no, this day I will turn off the TV. These hands are given to me, so I will use it and turn off the TV, not to watch news over and over and over again that I have just absorbed in my mind, which making my mind the race like a race car. Once you have turned off the TV, next thing, try not to accept all these different phone calls where people are calling, maybe they're just gossiping. They constantly want to talk about what's happening in the world, all the negative things in the life. Don't continue to talk the negative things with other people, because that began to absorb deeply inside your mind. Begin to play spiritual, inspirational music in your daily life. Put on a nice spiritual, inspirational CD. One can be by listening the ocean. As the ocean come in, the sound of the ocean waves. One can listen to the wind that's traveling through a mountain. One can listen to the crackling of a sacred fire. One can listen to the sound of a flute. Sounds have been known throughout the ages to still the beast in man. So as a mad race car driver of your mind, steal the beasts that have gone wild. By supplicating your prayer to God, by stop doing those things that's imprinting those deep negative thoughts in your mind, that's blocking your peace, and by listening to soothing, inspirational, spiritual music. When you make these changes in your life, the changes also will give you results. You'll begin to feel your own spirit inside of you, not constantly listening to your own mind, but also feel your spirit and feel the presence of God more inside of yourself. Is it not that the Holy Scriptures teaches us to call upon the presence of the Holy Spirit in all that we do? When we begin to call upon the presence of the Holy Spirit and begin to stop those things that is not really benefiting us in our daily life, then there would become even more overwhelming peace that become so magnificent within us that we can easily also begin to share that peace with others. So first, sit and analyze what it is in the external world that you have pulled into your own mind that have made it so restless. And then begin to make changes in that external world, not to continue to feed upon that is causing great disturbance by listening to negative conversations on the phone, by keep watching negative things upon the television, and keep associating with individuals that are negative. These things are not healthy for you. So sit and absorb and analyze your environment. And once you have done that, you take the actions that's needed to make the difference in your daily life. This is your life that God has given you. God also has given you the mind. If your mind is restless, like the wrestling wind, then seek to sit and begin to listen and begin to watch. What was the first thing that you thought that was feeding your mind positive energy and began to realize that it only was a disturbance. Because when you have become like a race car driver on the racetrack of your mind, then what happens? You invite other minds like your mind, and you all are racing fast. And the rail is still there. Sooner or later, your rail or their rail that you are racing around will meet, and there could be a crash then. You want to be able to get the mind clear, becoming watchful, analyze in your daily life each day what caused a disturbance in your mind and how you yourself played upon that disturbance, thinking that it was something positive that was feeding you. So daily, by the end of the day, analyze what you have thought throughout the day in response to others, what you have watched with your eyes as far as a television, as far as listening to the radio, and how you are let absorb inside of your own mind. Listen carefully to yourself and analyze it. And once you have analyzed your day, then commence your prayers to God with an open, loving heart. And then once you commence your prayers to God with an open, loving heart, call upon the presence of the Holy Spirit and ask for the blessing to be bestowed upon you to not no longer be a race car driver in your mind, and ask for the presence of the holiness of that Spirit to cleanse the mind each and every day. And you will come to find in your daily life, when you begin to do this every day before retiring at night to sleep, you begin to wake up in the morning with fresh ideas, with new ideas and new awareness that will bring you positive results in your daily life. And when you finish going around the racetrack, your mind will stop. And when your mind stops in that moment from racing so much, when your mind will stop in that moment, what will happen? You will be able to see and experience the light that had become dim from all the racing. And from that light, you will feel lighter inside of yourself, even more joy and more peace.